Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 824. Do you have fruit fear? By Melanie Schweder of abrighterwild.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, of course. Now, to hear a lot more blogs being narrated to you for free, check out all of our shows. Just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. Now, I love this topic because, yes, I have patients and clients tell me that their goal is to lose weight, but they don't eat fruit. Or even those with diabetes, they'll say, well, I stay away from fruit completely because of the sugar. Well, let's see if that's something that we need to be concerned about. So with that, let's get right to the post as we optimize your life. Do you have fruit fear? By Melanie Schweder of abrighterwild.com. A while back, I wrote a blog about a certain F word that many people fear, often to the detriment of their health. And today, I wanted to talk about another one. Over the last few years, the medical and alternative healing communities have all shifted their focus to one big bad thing, sugar. Everyone is convinced that they have candida, or oncoming diabetes, or another hot disease of the moment, and that the only way to cure it is simply completely eliminating sugar from their diets. And for the most part, I wholeheartedly agree. Since most people get their sweetness in the form of highly processed, artificial ingredients, and the only kind of dessert they know of comes from a box or bakery. The experts are right about this one. These kinds of foods can absolutely throw your body into chaos and cause all sorts of metabolic, hormonal, and nervous system issues. However, the one thing that I find myself at odds with is the needless crucifixion of fruit. This is the other F word people fear, in case you were wondering. And the mass hysteria that is spread around their nutritious and natural sugars. If you were to go to an average nutritionist or naturopath today and complain of just about anything, fatigue, weight gain, depression, you name it, they will likely tell you to lay off the sugar, and not just your cakes and candies, but also your high sugar fruits like bananas, apples, papayas, pineapples, and many more. So in addition to throwing out your probably beloved processed junk food, which is probably a good idea, now you have nothing sweet or nourishing to replace it with, which is a recipe for disaster. What a cruel joke. Trust me, I've been there. As someone who has tried a variety of diets and most recently has been on the paleo wagon, I understand the fruit fear. Our culture is always looking for a new food group to vilify, and lately, that's been sugar. Fat is off the hook, as is cholesterol. Meat is definitely making a comeback, and coffee is hailed as a superfood. But I think we're getting a little confused about sugar. Our bodies process and assimilate different forms of sugar in different ways. And yes, it matters what other components and nutrients are packaged with it. You wouldn't compare a glass of drinking water from your Pure filter to the stream running through your neighborhood gutter and shrug saying, water's water. Our intuition knows better. But for some reason, we think differently when it comes to things we put in our bodies. I believe that fruit is an innocent casualty in our current war on disease. And more people, thanks to inspirational sources like Anthony William of Medical Medium, they are coming to see this truth and finally heal. I simply want to be another voice and present a different point of view amidst the sea of anti-fruit crusading. Why have we grown to mistrust such a beautiful and simple thing that comes straight from the earth and sunshine? Fruit is a part of humanity, unlike any other food group. The Garden of Eden was filled with fruit trees, after all. We use phrases like fruits of our labor, and fruit of our loins to refer to prosperity, success, and procreation. Things that are good investments are fruitful, and when we lower our standards, we settle for low-hanging fruit. Such an icon that is so richly steeped in our legends and language surely cannot be the evil thing that is feeding all our modern diseases, right? The truth is, fruit is good for you, no matter what the latest diet books say. The other kinds of sugar aren't. It's really that simple. Because when we strip away all the complicated biochemistry and throw out all those confusing studies based on poor research designs, we can finally acknowledge that Mother Nature knows what the heck she's doing. If we can set aside our own human fallacies, our tendency to overanalyze everything, and our arrogance in thinking we can do it better, we realize that everything we need to heal is provided for us in our natural world. Trees, plants, insects, and other animals have been around much longer than we have, and certainly way longer than any nutrition school or CrossFit gym. Just saying. So, if you've been panicking around pears and weeping around watermelon, I invite you to let go of those fears and start enjoying these delicious fruits again. For me personally, I always feel so much better when I eat plenty of fruit during the day. I have a bit more energy. I tend to eat less processed sugar and chocolate, and am way more mentally and emotionally satisfied. And I haven't gained any weight or broken out in blemishes or had any GI upset at all. Fruits are awesome, especially in their raw state, packed with hydration, vitamins, and minerals, not to mention easy to take with you on the go, so you don't end up reaching for that candy bar or cheeseburger later when you're famished. And with that, dear friends, I'll pop another delectable grape in my mouth and sign off. Go eat some fruit. You just listened to the post titled, Do You Have Fruit Fear? By Melanie Schweder of abrighterwild.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Melanie absolutely has a point. I'm so glad, though, that she mentioned fruit in its raw form. When we start juicing, for example, I've said this before on the show, it may not be the best thing, even if you're consuming 100% pure juice. The reason for that is, think of how many oranges it would take to make, let's say, a cup or 8 fluid ounces of orange juice. At least 2, maybe 3, depending on the size. Now, 1 cup of orange juice, imagine it's about the size of your fist. How long would it take you to drink that? Probably not very long at all. I've had patients and students tell me it would take them 2 gulps max. Well, then you just basically got 2, maybe 3 oranges worth of sugar and calories in 2 big gulps. That's probably not the best thing for your body to have to handle. But if you had sat there and peeled and had to chew each of those oranges, you probably would have stopped at orange number 1, maybe orange 1.5. Not only that, you would get all that pith, the P-I-T-H, that white stuff that surrounds the fruit. You would have ingested all of that, which actually is the part that contains the most nutrients, believe it or not, in an orange. So yes, eating fruit raw does have quite a few benefits. And we're realizing the act of chewing can help with the body's satiety signals or helping it realize that you've had enough to eat. Plus, you do burn calories chewing. It's not a ton of calories, but you know, every little bit helps, right? I start to get worried with people that consume juice, of course, but also people that consume 4, 5, or 6 servings of fruits a day. Then we might be getting too much. And again, in many cases, too much of a good thing can be a bad thing. The Harvard School of Public Health says 2 to 3 servings of whole fruit a day is fantastic. And so you probably don't want to go overboard with fruit either. We just don't need to fear it, as Melanie said. And if you're really worried about sugar, think about this. Take 1 12-ounce regular soda and your sweetest fruit, 1 serving of the sweetest fruit you can imagine, watermelon or banana or pineapple. That 1 serving of soda probably has the equivalent of 3 servings of that sugary fruit. So yeah, if you're really worried about your sugar intake, you probably need to look elsewhere and not stress too much about how much fruit you're consuming. All right, that'll do it from me for today. I'll be back here tomorrow for our usual Friday Q&A, so stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism, from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.